Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today. Thank you for continuing with us as we roll right into the third hour here. We've already covered a lot of breaking news today about the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin and more details. We've also had some interesting callers already give us some details. Again, to just a quick overview, this segment is not carried by all the AM stations out there. Quick overview, witnesses say there was a four-man team that conducted the shooting, and then three out of those four men escaped in a vehicle. One was shot. That's the one we know now to be Wade Michael Page, who is trained at Fort Bragg in the psychological operations unit, which automatically raises all kinds of question marks. The mainstream media is and the FBI are running with the lone gunman story on this, and they're trying to blame this guy as being a white supremacist. But as we outlined earlier in the diagram that we showed on the air, this is all really part of an agenda to get a reaction from the public to call for disarmament, which will lead to a civil war, which will then lead to widespread chaos and possibly death in America, followed by foreign troops coming in, mopping up the situation, seizing control under the UN doctrine. Remember, the UN, by the way, does not have a Second Amendment. The UN grants not even the right word. UN such an evil, malicious organization. They do not claim that any individual has any right to any self-defense or protection or anything like that. They only claim that states have the right to defend themselves, and that all governments should have all power, a so-called monopoly of force, a monopoly of power in the hands of the government. That's what the UN stands for. So this is all unfolding right now. And the consensus among those of us who are steeped in this information, who do this every day, is that this is just the beginning, that there's a pattern that's unveiling here, and that attacks could get much worse in the weeks and months ahead. And sadly, we have to acknowledge that reality because we want to stop it. We don't want to see innocent loss of life. We don't want to see people dying to serve this globalist agenda. Now, in this segment here, I want to share with you something else on a different topic. You know how raw milk is under attack in America? And in California, for example, they conducted armed raids on the raw milk distribution center known as Rawsome Foods. Well, it turns out that in European countries, they have on street corners raw milk vending machines. In fact, we've got some pictures that we're showing you for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, raw milk vending machines. Now imagine, America, our vending machines churn out aspartame, diet soda, MSG-laced snack chips and other toxic foods with chemical additives that cause cancer and diabetes and heart disease and dementia and dumb down your brain and make you a victim of the medical enslavement system. That's what our vending machines churn out in America. But in Europe, they have raw milk vending machines. Here's one called the Mlekomat. Mlekomat, that means like automatic milk. Mlekomat. And by the way, if it's perfectly safe, nobody's dropping dead across Europe from getting raw milk from a vending machine. It turns out there are temperature sensors in these machines, and when the temperature drops below or goes above, let's say, the refrigeration level that it's supposed to be at, then the machine just stops selling the milk. So nobody buys spoiled milk. Nobody gets harmed by the probiotics, the friendly bacteria that's in the milk. It's all perfectly normal and natural, but in America, what do? Oh, we criminalize raw milk, and we have toxic poison vending machines known as junk food and diet soda and processed dead factory food. That's what we serve in America. I say, let's replace the junk food machines with raw milk vending machines all across America. How about fresh fruit and raw milk vending machines, superfood vending machines, smoothies in a vending machine for America? Put those in the public schools, and you'll see a revolution of health and abundance and wellness and clear thinking at the same time. That's why they don't want those in America. Stay with us.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for listening in. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today. Alex will be back tomorrow, and so far we've been breaking down the details of the Sikh temple shooting in Wisconsin. This was yet another data point on the pattern of false flag events that are being staged in order to take away our liberties and rights as the public reacts to the false narrative stories being pushed out there about these events. Now, I know we've got callers on the line, but I have to apologize to you. We're gonna put you on hold for now. We've got a guest joining us right now with some breaking news about the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, the CFIA, conducting an armed raid on an Ontario farmer named Michael Schmidt. And this raid happened last week, and this farmer, and by the way, the reason we're covering this story is because this is yet another data point on the pattern of criminalizing farming in North America. It's not just America, it's Canada as well. And Michael Schmidt, whose farm was raided by 20 officers, is now facing, and it was an eight-hour-long raid, he is now facing 14 years in prison for so-called conspiracy charges, and he joins us now by phone to help explain what is going on with the armed raids on farms in Canada. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Mike Adams here. How are you doing?
Hi, Mike. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too, sir. Please tell us what went down, what's going on, why did they target your farm?
I think this is just part of a much bigger picture here. The story goes back a little bit, and I think you probably remember also the pig slaughtering policy in Michigan.
Sure, yeah,
where they tried to eliminate heritage pigs, so a kind of a genetic profiling. Now, we had a case here where there were rare sheep. There was less than 100 left in Canada. The Shropshire sheep, a very valuable heritage breed. And a farmer, and her name is Montana Jones, has been fighting for years and years with the DFIA because they say they have found scrapie. It's a wasting disease, which is not affecting human health at all. Has been found in an animal which is supposed to come from her farm 2 years after she sold it. She is disputing that. However, the policy is kill and shoot first and then ask questions later. So what they decided is to eliminate her entire herd.
Okay. To kill her entire herd.
Because they said we need to humanely euthanize these sheep in order to prove that they're healthy. Now, how schizophrenic is that approach?
Well, I mean, the government has gone insane. So it sounds like par for the course for government today. It's just I think a lot of people are shocked that this is happening in Canada as well.
Yes. So the story goes further. When they were slated for slaughter, yeah, the sheep suddenly disappeared. They went on a lamb. And there was a note found in the barn that the Farmers Peace Corps has taken the sheep into custody, protective custody, until the government has conclusive proof that they are infected with scrapie or an alternative to killing has been found.
So they were, in essence, rescued by the Farmers Peace Corps.
Yes.
Which said, we have the sheep, and we're not letting you have them until you prove that they actually have this so-called disease that you're claiming, correct?
Exactly. So what the government did is, instead of getting into a dialogue, they released a whole army of investigators and probably spent millions of dollars to find those who are part of that Farmers Peace Corps who rescued these sheep.
And then you posted some kind of a comment that just supported their actions? Is that
well,
what happened?
I was very, very supportive prior to that already because I followed that struggle of Montana Jones.
Yeah.
In regards to trying to get into, you know, to find an alternative to that whole situation. And the EFIA says, no, they will be killed. And then the sheep disappeared. And then I think three months later, they were found. They got all killed. And all sheep proved to be healthy.
Wow, so there was no disease in them.
Yeah, with no disease. I posted then a video statement on behalf of the Farmers Peace Corps as a liaison for the Farmers Peace Corps, stating that I'm basically coming out on behalf of the Farmers Peace Corps in order to explain the situation that the same policy had been implemented about 60, 70 years ago in Germany on humans.
Right.
And we are on the same path again. Doing a genetic profiling, and who says that it stops with sheep? First of all, I'm potentially will be charged with conspiracy because I'm supposed to be part of it. Charged with conspiracy, criminal conspiracy. The interesting question which needs to be asked, who is conspiring here? Do we have a government who is conspiring to destroy the genetic diversity in our gene pool and just streamlined everything to their liking based on economic principles?
Oh, wow. So this is huge. There's so much here. Okay, we've got the government doing this genetic cleansing of the sheep.
Yes.
And as you said, maybe it doesn't stop with sheep. I say half the public's already sheep anyway, so they're probably next in line. You know, I mean, obviously not physically sheep, but mentally there's a sheeple mentality, right? So then you they're attacking your free speech rights because you came out and said it reminds you of the history of Germany with the ethnic cleansing there, and then they charge you with conspiracy to prevent the government from slaughtering slash murdering the sheep that were the private property of this other woman, Montana Jones.
Exactly. Then what I did is when I sat down with the investigators, I said, you know what, the interesting thing is, we could resolve that quite nicely, where we find, like they do it in England, they have an exemption for rare breeds that they will not be slaughtered. There will be kind of a quarantine program where they can continue their breeding. If we can sit down and figure that it is much cheaper for the government than trying to hunt everybody down involved in the sheep eyes.
Oh, but they love to hunt everybody down. That's the new government. That's the new tyranny. Government announces that you're the enemy.
Yeah.
You, the farmer, you, the guy who wears a John Deere hat, you, the veteran, you, the patriot, you're the new enemy. They want to hunt you down. They want to charge you with conspiracy. They want to throw you in jail. They don't want you to have the right to farm and have a diversity of animals. That would be freedom.
Exactly. And that is, and the other thing I said, well, you know what? I'm actually not afraid if you drag me into court, because now things which should actually be a public debate or a debate in parliament is moving into the courtroom, because otherwise it will never be exposed what the policies are from the government, because nobody knows. The newspapers don't report it properly, and so it might as well go on record in the courtroom. And it's painful, but it is a necessary step we have to take. We need to drag these things into the court in order that the public knows who is actually the real, is the one who is conspiring against what we need to do in preserving our rights, freedom, and diversity.
Yeah, well said, Michael. By the way, let me give out a web address here for people who want to learn more. It's farmfoodfreedom.org. Farmfoodfreedom.org. Is there another website, Michael, that you want to give out?
And then you can go to another website, which is always up to date. It's the CompletePatient.com.
Sure, thecompletepatient.com. There's also WestonAPrice.org.
Exactly. And I think it's everywhere right now. You know, everybody covers the story.
Okay, so here's the thing then. So governments now in the U.S. and Canada believe that they have the right to just go out and slaughter animals or demand they be killed, mass killed. In fact, there's another case. Wasn't this covered by Christy Canty in her film Farmageddon?
Exactly.
In the United States. Can you give our listeners a brief background of that? Because I don't remember all the details there.
There was this case of Linda, and I don't know exactly the details, but there was exactly the same thing happening. They were slaughtering all the sheep based on false assumptions. And then it came out, and there, I think if you dig a little bit deeper in the story, you know more details about it. But then it came out that it was simply an internal thing in order to finance an institute, and they needed a justification for the institute by slaughtering and testing these animals.
Yeah.
So when you really look deeper into that, how much corruption is connected to all these regulations which are imposed, and then you find out, well, everybody is lining their pockets, bureaucrats lining their pockets with all these programs, with a total neglect for what we need for our survival on this planet, and that means biodiversity.
You know,
surrounded by GMOs. The same agency which destroys our genetic pool is the one which approves GMOs, and it doesn't give the people the right even to know what they're eating.
No, it's insane, Michael. It's out of control. It's a world gone mad. They're destroying the animals. They're destroying the crops. They're destroying the seeds. They're destroying the soil. They're destroying the minds of the people. They're destroying our future. It is a world gone mad. And that film, by the way, Farmageddon, that does expose some of that, is available at the InfoWars store, which I believe is just InfoWarsStore.com, or just go to InfoWars.com. Michael, we're about to wrap up the segment with you. Any final thoughts before we let you go there?
Well, the final thought I have is, unless we prepare to suffer ourselves or sacrifice, you know, our own freedom, we will never win this battle. And people need to understand that complacency and fear is not anymore the place where we are right now.
That's right.
It's a step forward.
Well said. Michael Schmidt, thank you for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. A lot more straight ahead. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
No matter how many of these shootings they stage, if you really look at the statistics, your chance of being harmed in a random shooting event or even a staged shooting event, your odds are so slim that they're almost zero. And to help emphasize that, I've put together a video. Alex mentioned it last week, but I think I'm going to play it in the next 30 minutes. It's pretty short. It's about 6 minutes, why doctors are more dangerous than guns. And this is using the government's own statistics combined with statistics from the Journal of the American Medical Association. When you combine those two, it shows that doctors, well, it shows that you are 6,200% more likely to be killed by your doctor inadvertently than killed by a homicidal shooter. So, hey, maybe we should be talking about doctor control instead of gun control right now. Oh, and by the way, when doctors kill you, they don't even get arrested. They don't go to jail. Nobody stops them. They're free to go on killing other patients and getting more kickbacks from more drug companies at the same time. So it's like they get paid to kill people. It's like they're inadvertent hitmen running around the country, racking up a body count as long as Big Pharma keeps raking in the profits. So that video coming up right here in the next 30 minutes or so. I want to get back to some of the callers that are on hold, so thank you for holding as we covered that armed raid in Canada on farmer Michael Schmidt there being charged with conspiracy for speaking up about government genocide against animals there. What a weird, bizarre situation. But Antoine from Florida is on the phone with us, says Orlando Police. Antoine, you've been listening in. What are your thoughts on all this?
This is obviously staged. And there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes here in Orlando. Like, they don't want people feeding the homeless here. You know, we're supposed to write them tickets. I mean, I don't, but, you know, some people do. But there's one angle that I wanted to tell you guys. I think a lot of people don't see, because they attack the Sikh, or I can't pronounce their names right.
Sikh.
And obviously, they're not Muslims. But Michelle Bachmann and a couple of Republicans were accusing a lot of people of being Muslim sympathizers or part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Could this possibly be a purpose attack on a fake people just to make those guys look bad?
Well, I mean, you know, by and large, Americans don't really have much knowledge about these different religions. You know, Sikhism is a monotheistic religion. You know, they have the headwear that, but I mean, there are some people, you know, who just aren't really informed, who think that anybody who wears something on their head that doesn't look like a common thing must be a Muslim or something. I mean, but it's crazy that the Sikh religion has nothing. They don't preach violence at all. In fact, they practice meditation and prayer. There are some people in the natural health movement who are Sikh followers who practice meditation. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. Do you have any other thoughts on this issue?
Yeah, I also have one solution I wanted to put on there, because obviously this is trying to use, because I guess the Batman masker didn't work for gun control.
Right.
I think we all should do, every second of the month, should buy guns. I mean, if it's a little handgun, just symbolically showing that we're not going to give up our rights to bear arms.
I agree with you, man. I agree. You know, people lined up to buy Chick-fil-A in protest of that situation. I think people should be lining up at, you know, legal citizens with no criminal records should be lining up to legally acquire firearms for self-defense. That would be a great anti-boycott, a great way to support the industry and tell the government that their little plot didn't work. But, by the way, Antoine, and your comments are right on. You nailed it. If the government doesn't get its way, they're gonna up the game. They're gonna go to the next level of terror, which is, as Alex mentioned, you know, an hour and a half ago here on the show, possibly targeting a government building for blowing it up. It's basically an Oklahoma City type of situation once again. And by the way, you got to get that film, A Noble Lie, and I believe that's available in the InfoWars store as well, because that is more relevant now than ever before. And I think there's a very good chance that we could see a government building targeted before, you know, before the election. And, you know, sadly, again, we want to stop this kind of thing from happening. These things work against liberty. They work against freedom. We don't want to see that happening. So people, be on the lookout. Hey, let's take a page out of the DHS manual. If you see something, say something. If you see drills taking place, you send a tip to InfoWars. And what is that? Showtips@InfoWars.com, right? That's the email address. If you see something fishing going on, say something online. Make a video. Post it on YouTube. Start a blog. Call into the Alex Jones Show. Send us tips over at Natural News. Sometimes we cover things that InfoWars can't get to because they're so busy covering other things. If you see something fishy that the government is doing, You say something. We can use this against them. We can use it in defense of liberty. That's what we have to do if we want to protect and defend that liberty. Stay with us a lot straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Time keeps on slipping on the time. Clock is counting down toward craziness, that's for sure. Good music choice there. Time slipping away for you to get your liberty squared away. Whether you are standing up for your Second Amendment rights or standing up for food freedom, farm freedom, just the right to raise your own ranch animals in America, what was once called the land of the free, time is slipping away on all of those issues. So you better stand up now. This is not a spectator sport, folks. I know some of you out there, you listen to this show as a form of entertainment. I'm guilty of that, too. Sometimes I listen and I'm just amazed at what's going on. And it's fun to listen to how crazy things get sometimes. But, you know, that's a pretty short-lived little ride. You better get on board and actually do something. You better get out on the street and hold some signs up. You better call your congressman. You better, you know, start a blog, post a video, talk to your friends and neighbors, show videos, have a showing of a noble lie in your living room, have a screening in your home, invite your friends over, let them see the truth too. You better get on board with that because time is slipping away very, very quickly. Now, along those lines, I think it's crucial also not just to go out and you know, a lot of people are buying firearms and buying ammo, and that's, you know, that's great, but you better get some skills. All of you law-abiding people out there who want to have a safe community, who want to have a safe household, keep your family safe, be part of keeping peace if looting begins, if law enforcement or peace officers are not able to do their jobs because they're already stretched pretty thin, and if something chaotic happens, it's going to get bad. They're going to need your help. So you better get some skills. I want to plug this site, MakeReady.tv. Get out to MakeReady.tv, Panteo Productions. That they've produced a whole series of videos there. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm just saying they teach you some skills. Paul Howe and a bunch of others out there who are teaching you firearms skills, how to be competent. Get out there. Check that out at MakeReady.tv. I don't know why they're not a sponsor here. They should sponsor this show. That'd be a good fit. Next thing is the big fluoride lie. Check this out. We covered this on Natural News. This is something you got to know. They're now attacking bottled water. They're saying spring water, yeah, like natural spring water, they say harms your teeth. And you know what their logic is? Oh, it doesn't contain fluoride. Therefore, therefore, if you drink spring water, or if you drink filtered water, if you drink pure water, they say it might harm your teeth. This is nonsense. It's a complete lie. It's a total fabrication by the poison-pushing fluoride pimps who are just trying to poison everybody. Total nonsense. They want to add – see, here's – you want to know the real agenda? Here's what's happening. They know that people are avoiding fluoride in the tap water, and they're buying bottled water. And they're filtering out the fluoride with the fluoride filters that are available, for example, on the ProPure system that InfoWars sells. People are avoiding the fluoride, and they're waking up. And because they're waking up, the controllers realize they have to keep everybody suppressed, so you better put fluoride into all the bottled water. Well, how do you do that? You make people afraid of fluoride-free bottled water, and that's the agenda. That's what we're seeing now. And that story was run all over the mainstream media. In fact, that story attacking clean bottled water was run on U.S. News and World Report, iVillage.com. It was run by Health Day, which is a news service, like a wire service. It was run on Fizz.org. It was run on Health24.com and a bunch of other websites that were just pushing this total disinformation about bottled water. They want to poison you through every method imaginable. And more along those lines, we've got a breaking story. I just published it late last night about Susan B. Komen. Susan G. Komen, sorry about that. Susan Komen, the Komen for the Cure organization, has been now exposed for their – they've been caught in a mammography propaganda fraud. Scientists published in the British – Medical Journal, the BMJ, have now exposed the lies and deceptions of the Komen for the Cure group, which is using this fear campaign in false advertising, and the British Medical Journal has the graphic that shows the false advertising. They're using a fear campaign to recruit women into getting mammograms. Why mammograms? Because, and there it is on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, that's the graphic from the British Medical Journal. I actually paid the money to go get this article from the BMJ, and it turns out that Komen Group is lying to you about all of this. It turns out that the actual risk of a 40-year-old woman getting cancer in the next 10 years, getting breast cancer, is only 0.53%. And even if you believe all the best mammography numbers, if they get mammograms every year, that risk only goes down to 0.46%. So we're talking about an improvement of only 7 women out of 10,000. And that's if you believe their numbers. So mammography might only help 7 women out of 10,000. Meanwhile, it's harming 9 out of 10 women who actually get mammograms. So they're getting false diagnosis. And this was pointed out by the authors of this story, and we can actually quote from them, in another segment, the authors, Woloshin and Schwartz, those are the scientists who wrote this article, say that more women are harmed by mammograms than are possibly helped by them, that the benefits are dubious, and that the Komen group is just completely exaggerating the benefits, the so-called benefits of mammograms, in order to pursue their agenda. Well, what is their agenda? Think about this. It's all pink washing. You know, instead of actually teaching women how to prevent cancer with vitamin D, with trace minerals like selenium, for example, and magnesium and things like that, they wait for women to get cancer, and then they push women into chemotherapy treatments, and they push women to get more mammograms. Meanwhile, the Komen group is getting money from, guess who? The mammogram manufacturers. And they own stock in companies like GE that manufactures the mammograms. And they get money and they do matching grants from companies that are pharmaceutical companies that make money off of the chemical cocktails, which are chemotherapy. So it turns out that mammography is largely a hoax. It doesn't save lives. Early detection doesn't save lives. That has been expressed by these scientists in the British Medical Journal. It's really just a numbers trick. And we've exposed that in a story. Total fraud. It is time to boycott everything that is attached to a pink ribbon. So if you run for a cure, you are being conned. If you give money to any run for the cure, you've been conned. That money doesn't go to help women prevent breast cancer, not at all. The whole thing is a scam. Now, the fraud is being exposed even in the conventional medical industry. Think about it. The British Medical Journal, which is funded by drug company advertisements, even ran this article attacking the Komen deceptions and the false fraudulent propaganda in the ads. Think about it. The British Medical Journal, that is, an institution almost of the medical industry that is well respected, excuse me, and they would run this and they would go after Komen? Really? That's how bad it's gotten, that even the people in the industry can't deal with it anymore. They have to tell the truth. So kudos to Woloshin and Schwartz for being willing to step out there and actually tell the truth. But there's more to the story. What happens when you get chemotherapy? This is breaking news right now, and I'm writing an article on this tonight, so you'll see this tomorrow on Natural News. Yes, I'm actually reading you tomorrow's news today. So the story is, it's a shock cancer finding. The chemotherapy causes healthy cells to grow cancer tumors. It works like this. When healthy cells are exposed to chemotherapy, they emit a protein. The protein is called WNT16B. The name doesn't matter. Don't worry about the name. It's a protein that is then taken up by the cancer cells, cancer tumors growing nearby, causes those tumors to, quote, grow, invade, and resist subsequent therapy. And that's from Peter Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. And he's the co-author of a study that documents this phenomenon, which has been published in the journal Nature Medicine. It turns out chemotherapy is a fraud. It backfires. Chemotherapy causes cancer tumors to grow. So at first, it shrinks the tumors, and then when the chemotherapy stops, that patient aggressively grows more tumors more quickly, which is why cancer always comes back. If you go get chemotherapy, it always comes back. And meanwhile, you're being killed by the chemicals. Your hair is falling out. You're vomiting. You're losing muscle mass. You're losing your appetite. You're being starved to death. You look like a concentration camp victim because you got the chemotherapy. And why did you get the chemotherapy in the first place? Because the Komen group did a mammogram through false advertising to convince you to get a mammogram. And then you had a false diagnosis of a breast cancer tumor. And then you said yes to the oncologist that makes money off of selling you the very chemotherapy chemicals that we now know backfire and cause cancer tumors to grow more aggressively. The whole thing is a malicious crime against women. It's not just women. You know, men are caught up in all this with prostate cancer, but it is especially targeting women. And more importantly, for all of you out there who are listening, who have, let's say, darker skin color, you're African Americans out there, you're being targeted, you're being victimized by this, because guess where Komen takes their little mobile mammography vans? Into low-income neighborhoods, targeting low-income women who they know have more aggressive breast cancer tumors because vitamin D deficiency is epidemic across the African American community. Because the dark skin color blocks the ultraviolet light from the sunlight. If you get sunlight, you generate vitamin D. So you can actually prevent cancer in your own body. Cancer tumors don't grow in the presence of high levels of vitamin D circulating in your body. Not unless you're exposed to high levels of radiation or a really toxic chemical, for example. So the Komen group goes into the black neighborhoods and irradiates the breasts of those women, knowing that it's going to produce revenues for the drug companies and revenues for the mammogram companies. And it's going to give them more power so everybody can run around running for a cure, pink washing. And then the battery companies sell their products with little pink ribbons on them. And then the cosmetic companies that have their toxic cancer-causing chemicals can sell you their little pink ribbon cosmetics. Yeah, hey, why not have a pink ribbon cigarette? You know, a brand of like Komen Smokes, pink ribbon cigarettes. Yeah, with every breath, you're helping to find a cure for the cancer that you're getting by using our product. That's what the slogan should be. I mean, that's how crazy this is. Look, you think about everything that's going on today, whether it's the cancer industry scam, whether it's the staged shootings that we're seeing with the Sikh temple in Wisconsin, with Aurora, Colorado, with the attacks, the assaults on farmers in Canada and in the United States, on raw milk, on home gardens, on your free speech rights are under attack. You're being surveilled by smart grid technology. Pretty soon when all those are installed, they're going to be able to turn off your television if they want you to. They're going to be able to turn off your AC, kill huge numbers of people during a heat wave in Chicago one summer, for example, just by turning off your electricity with the smart grid. It's all becoming so insane that it's hard to deal with. It's just hard. It's difficult to communicate this to people who aren't on board. If somebody is if you're listening to this show for the first time, you must be blown away. You must be just going, what? This? How could this be? This contradicts everything I've seen on CNN or even Fox News or all these other conventional news programs. How could any of this be true? How could the mammogram ads by Susan G. Komen for the cure, how could those be fraudulent? Well, they are. You know, how could these shootings be staged? Well, they are. You know, we're not asking you to believe something that's crazy. We're asking you to wake up and see reality and deal with reality. Pull your head out of the sand. You know, stop burying yourself from the real world around you and start actually dealing with it. Because we got to stop the mass death. We got to stop the chemotherapy, which, of course, has its roots, by the way, in you know, I got to say, IG Farben, Nazi Germany chemical experiments on human beings. That's where it really has its history. Hey, how many minutes do we have left in this segment, guys? You know, I'm sorry. I just get carried away with all this. Ah. It's too much to deal with. I want to go to a caller because I know everybody's got passion about all these subjects. We've got Clark in Arizona, a former police officer who's been holding. Clark, thank you for holding. And what are your thoughts, sir? You're on the air.
Well, my thoughts are very, very similar to some of your previous callers. This is all staged. No doubt in my mind about it. I was Force Recon, United States Marine Corps. I did two enlistments. I'm also a former peace officer. I'm about to become another one. I think the most, you hit on one subject that I was really listening to was marksmanship skills. It's going to take a lot more than being a sharpshooter to survive what's coming. Because it's coming. There's no doubt in my mind. The worst thing that can happen is a civil war. We'll weaken ourselves from within, and that will allow the UN to come in and do their mop-up.
That's right.
There are so many veterans in this country, mine being one of them, who are willing to donate our time to teach people escape and evasion, that's very important. Close quarters combat, another important thing. And other things that they need to know is how to get a topo map of the area they live in. Learn how to use a lensatic compass. Do not trust GPS to be manipulated.
That's right.
And freeze-dried foods. Have a small pack for everybody in your family. So if you have to get out, you can get out quick. You're not going to have time to take the TV, the furniture, the freezer, and everything else with you. You're going to have to travel light. In order to travel fast, you have to travel light.
Well said. Where can civilians learn these skills? Any ideas?
Well, Well, many of us vets are more than willing to teach these people, our neighbors, our friends, and any community, the skills they need, the basic skills. We certainly don't have the time to get into everything that we learned the hard way. But give them the basic skills that they can use, and they can hone themselves just by going out on a weekend with their family.
Yeah.
Learn how to use that compass. Learn how to travel at night.
Well, I agree with you. I see a lot of people buying gear, but they may end up heavy on the gear, but not knowing how to use it. A lot of stuff sits on the shelf, and you can't pull it out on the day you need it and try to figure it out.
Exactly. And I want to touch on one thing real quick before you run out of time here and before my cell phone drops dead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if we, the people, the majority of us, and I figure take at least 70%, were to have a special election, re-elect a new Congress, the president, vice president, put them right back in Philadelphia where they got started, and do a triple bypass on Washington, D.C.? Just a little food plot there.
Well, I love the idea, and thank you for your call. You've got a lot of good information. You know, the trick is there are so many masses of people who are totally asleep who they love the system that's rolling out. They love disarmament. They love being mass murdered, led into mass graves and gassed in chambers. They love it because they don't know history. We got to educate them, wake them up, and make them aware. That's what we're trying to do right here at InfoWars.com. So one more segment straight ahead. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams. We'll be right back with much more.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Now, guys, you know what TGen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your TGen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the few minutes we have remaining, I'm going to play for you part of the video that I put together called Why Doctors Are More Dangerous Than Guns. And you can find the entire video on YouTube. Just search for that title, Why Doctors Are More Dangerous Than Guns, or search for it on naturalnews.com or infowars.com. Anyway, we'll go to that video, and then I'll be back at the very end to wrap it up. So here's the video.
Gun control hinges on the idea that so-called gun violence is epidemic across America. As President Obama said about the 2012 Aurora, Colorado Batman movie theater shooting, quote,
Every day the number of young people we lose to violence is about the same as the number of people we lost in that movie theater. For every Columbine or Virginia Tech, there are dozens gunned down on the streets of Chicago and Atlanta. Here in
What he didn't say, however, is that every day, 290 people are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs. And that's the conservative number published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. The source of this information? JAMA, Volume 284, Number 4, July 26, 2000, authored by Dr. Barbara Starfield, MD, of the Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health. That study, which is 12 years old, and drug deaths have risen considerably since then, documents 106,000 deaths per year from the adverse effects of FDA-approved prescription medications. To reach this number from outbreaks of violent shootings, you'd have to see an Aurora, Colorado Batman movie massacre take place every hour of every day, 365 days a year. If a massacre of people using slugs of lead is bad, why is a massacre of people using deadly chemicals perfectly acceptable? No one in Washington talks about prescription drug deaths. There are no sobbing victims shown on the evening news. This chemical massacre happens quietly, behind closed doors. Yet to achieve this level of mass death in the world of plane crashes, for example, you'd have to see a jumbo jet airliner crashing into the ground every day of the year. But that's only the beginning of the mass death caused by modern medicine, where greed-driven doctors are routinely bribed by the drug giants, and thereby make the Joker James Holmes look like a Boy Scout in comparison. As Natural News has revealed, just one company, GlaxoSmithKline, had a bribery network of 49,000 doctors who received financial kickbacks to prescribe more Glaxo pharmaceuticals to more patients. The company admitted to bribing doctors and paid a $3 billion settlement to the federal government in 2012. According to the report Death by Medicine by Drs. Gary Null, Carolyn Dean, Martin Feldman, Deborah Razio, and Dorothy Smith, the medical establishment kills 783,936 people in the United States every year. Those deaths include 106,000 Americans killed from drug side effects, 115,000 Americans killed from bed sores, 98,000 Americans killed from medical error, 88,000 Americans killed from infections, 32,000 Americans killed from surgery, 37,000 Americans killed by unnecessary medical procedures, and much more. See naturalnews.com for links to the original data. The bottom line total comes to 783,936.
All right, that's the video. It continues. Just search YouTube for Why Doctors Are More Dangerous Than Guns. I want to thank you for listening today. It's been an honor serving here in the InfoWars studio. And Alex Jones will be back tomorrow to break down more details about the shooting. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.